You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Just the mere fact that he says, I am the comforter, it is to say that there will be times as a believer in your life that you will lack comfort. You will lack stability. You will be full of anxiety. I already know this. Holy Ghost, I already know this. So I'm coming to you as comforter. I'm going to make sure that I fit your contour lines. So whatever shape you're in, my comfort will match it.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Reaching Full Spiritual Stature. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10.
I got up early one morning by the leading of the Holy Spirit. I believe the Holy Ghost told me to go to Waffle House, but it was 4 in the morning. So I did. And when I went in there, there was a homeless man in there. And he was real dirty. And he had no money. I can tell it was not because he said something. It was the way he was staring at everybody's plate. The way he was looking at everybody's plate would have made them feel funny. But what I saw is hunger. He wasn't looking at faces. He was looking at it's the way he was breathing. And I knew, I can just tell he was hungry. So instead of complaining about how you make me feel, I said, go and get his order and I'll take care of it. Don't tell him who I am. I don't need no fanfare. I ain't trying. I don't need nobody calling my name. This ain't about me. And you won't know what it's like until you do something like that. And to watch him eat without him knowing who paid for it. The way he gobbled his food, I could tell he hadn't eaten in a while. He was really thin. But I can tell he was hungry. And it brought me so much joy. You got me up out of my bed to come here and see this? And he said, yes, I did. And I want you to feed my hungry lambs like this. And so one of the reasons why I come the way I come at it is because I know, even if you don't realize it, blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness. One of the reasons you came in this room today and you tune in is because there's a hunger for something that you can't tangibly touch. And he wants me to serve your hungry soul. And if you eat this, you may not get hungry for what you're used to. Oh, God, Jesus. And the picture in my mind is of a Caucasian man who was dirty with stringy hair. And his fingernails were dirty. But he didn't care when he was hungry. I've done that many times over my life. And you won't know it until you do it. The Lord is abundant, which means he has no lack. And if you want God to bless you with abundance, why don't you get complete in Jesus? John 10 says, I am the door of the sheep. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life. Watch this, and life more abundant. If you lack abundance, I'm talking about overflow in your life. He is the completion of it. Instead of going after resources, go after him and he will add the resources. Go after him, you won't lose. He's also abundant in truth. I stopped when I said he's abundant. But he's abundant in truth. His truth never ends. And you should be so full of the scripture that the truth continues to roll from you. You're complete in Christ. He's also abundant in loving. And if you lack that, maybe some of us have been traumatized and the enemy tries to choke out our love. Stop trying to force love and get complete in him. And he will help extend the love, especially when you don't feel it. Love is really powerful when you don't feel it. It's an act of love. You got Eros love, that's the kind of romantic love, but there's what we call agape love that moves beyond that. It moves beyond, oh, you made my heart feel good, to responsibility. I got you, even though you messed me up. I got you anyway. You won't know what it's like until you have to pour like that. He's also the God that forgives. He's a forgiving God. Oh, my God. Did he forgive you one time, two times, three times, four times, five times, six times? Do I need to keep counting? What about 1,000 times? Oh, my God. And if God forgave us 1,000, why are we choked up on 2? We should be a forgiving people. I'm not talking about people running over you. Because when I preach, people like to say, what about this? And what about that? Listen, get lost with all that. Listen to the word. Stop trying to disannul what I'm preaching while I'm preaching. I can hear you. But what about this? What about it? What up? Did he forgive you or not? You don't want to answer, but everybody should be saying, yeah, wave your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. Because God forgave you of a lot. And you should ask him to help you to forgive this. He's a forgiving God, and we should be a forgiving people. I think somebody asked, how many times should we forgive? One, two times a day, three times? What about 70 times 7 in a day? That means you should have a lifestyle where you're trying to reach for forgiveness. In other words, God is saying, he doesn't say it, but I'm telling you as the expositor that unforgiveness does more damage to your soul and your stature than the conflict that happened to you. When you walk around in bitterness, it messes up your mind. And you got to start setting yourself free. Glory to God. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Ah, man. When you're nailed and it hurts, you still should have a mind. They don't know what they're doing. We're not talking about letting people use you. But some of us are way too quick. We don't experience no pain. Glory to God. We take painkillers when we got to get an immunization shot. Popping Tylenol. Listen, you got to feel something. I need oxycodone for a shot. And Megan was having that baby. Megan said, I'm going to do it naturally. They say you're 3 centimeters. Megan said, I'm going to do it naturally. The pain hit Megan. She said, Jesus. She was calling the name Jesus. Jesus. I said, get her, Lord. Get her. Get her good. All of them. Get them. All of them. Get them. Get them. Megan said, ooh, where's the upper drawer? Where's the upper drawer? With the upper drawer, she said, ooh. Give me another one. Oh, God. God wants you to experience some pain. All of y'all don't want to experience no pain. The pain ties you to the baby. You won't be able to give the baby up to everybody. You take care of him, and you take care of him, and you take care of him, because you ain't experienced no pain. No pain, no gain. Glory to God. I want you to experience a little pain. I'm glad I'm not a woman. God wants you to experience. I got my own pain. I got to work and give all my money up. That's my pain. And if I don't, you ain't a good daddy. That's my pain. I got to sweat to earn it. But if I say no to you, you ain't a good man. No matter how many times I've helped, that's mine. So go through your pain so you can love your children and not be able to give them to grandparents and grandparents trying to raise your children while you party all the time, party all the time, party all the time. The devil is a liar. You ain't partying on me. I'm preaching today. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm still a good daddy. He's also a good judge. Write it down. You need to have wisdom if you judge. You need to ask God to complete your judging ability with wisdom and not move on emotions. That's why I take my time when I'm making decisions, because I bring in several things: experience, scripture, history. Here's another one, precedent. Has it happened before and did it work? If you're going to invest your money, you need to not just be liberal and free when you invest. You need to be slightly conservative. Did anybody else invest in it and it worked? You may want to check that out. I get people sending me messages. I think this AI or whatever, and they were talking about Bitcoin and all that. I don't want to hear all of that. I got experts around me. Don't be sending me nothing. You're an expert in California and Bitcoin, and I can invest. I don't want to hear that. Don't bring that to me. I don't give people access to resources that don't know me. You should know your doctor. You should know your accountant. You should know your mechanic. You should know your jeweler. You should know your pastor. Anybody can talk to you as long as they say what you want. Wow, that's my man. That's my girl. What? Lord, help me. I need to be more merciful. Help me, Jesus. And then he's just. He's about justice. If you don't have that in your spirit, ask him. He will make you complete in him. Spiritual stature and the work of the Holy Spirit is very important. You can't have spiritual stature without the work of the Holy Spirit. In our faith as believers, I believe the Holy Ghost is quintessential. He is the foundational aspect of your spiritual development. And he said again, the Holy Spirit is foundational, the foundational spiritual aspect of your spiritual development. Faith is very important as believers, and the Holy Spirit is a foundational aspect of your spiritual development. Thank you for helping me. That's good. That's a PowerPoint, a truth point, a truth PowerPoint. In our faith as believers, the Holy Spirit is a foundational aspect of our spiritual development. He is the comforter. He is the helper. Which simply means the mere fact that he says, I am the comforter. It is to say that there will be times as a believer in your life that you will lack comfort. You will lack stability. You will be full of anxiety. I already know this. Holy Ghost, I already know this, so I'm coming to you as comforter. I'm coming to you as comforter. I'm going to make sure that I fit your contour lines, your contour lines. So whatever shape you're in, my comfort will match it. I understand your frame. I know what you endured. If you hide it, you'll never get my comfort. But if you expose it and let me in, I will make up the difference and you will grow in stature. Some of you will give your insight to people, but they can't comfort you. Only Holy Ghost can, because he knows your frame and he knows where you lack. Not only is he comforter, he's helper. What does it imply? That there will be times in your life where you just can't make it all. You will need assistance. I can do it all. No, you can't. You can't do it by yourself. He gave you weakness. So his strength will make up the difference. It's okay to say, I'm not strong in everything. Stop saying, I got it. You don't. He loves it when you surrender him, saying, God, this is a serenity prayer, but also a surrender prayer. I can't do this without you. Now I know. God said, that's my child. I'm coming to help you now. I'm coming to assist you. I'm coming to give you aid. I'm coming to complete the difference. You got one plus, but you don't have anything in the equation. I'm going to make up the difference so you can equal something. You can work the process and get the sum total of what you're trying to get. You've got a good shape, but you don't have it all together. I'm going to make sure I take your shape and work it with my systems to complete the distance. You got a good worship, but you're worshiping out of your pain. When you sing, you're singing out of your pain. Bring me through, Lord. Bring me through, Lord. Bring me through, Lord. When you come to church, it's all about your pain. But I'm going to help you with your pain. So you can start worshiping me from a pure heart now. Because you should worship through pain just to get you going. But it shouldn't be the way you move your modus operandi. It's just to help you get started. And after when you love him and know him, you're supposed to give him all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your mind and even your body and strength. Let it make up the difference. Glory to God. You built the good system, but you're about 80 feet short. Let it make up the difference. You're in the midst of sea and there's shark-infested waters and you're bleeding. Let it make up the difference. You can't take these sharks out. They are tigers. You can't take them out. They will devour you. You need him to rescue you. Let him make up the difference. Thank you, Lord. Every time you choose a man, you always choose the wrong one. Let him make up the difference. Every time you choose a woman, it's always the wrong one. Let him make up the difference. Stop trying to figure it out and let him work it out. Let him help you. Let him comfort you. He plays a vital role and we need to let him work. Why are you trying to do it all on your own? It's okay to say, God, I can't do this without you. I'll tell you one thing about the Holy Spirit. He convicts, but he doesn't condemn. But he does convict. If you move past conviction, your heart will turn sour. It will be calloused. In other words, you'll be convicted for a moment, and after a while, you go back to callousness. Holy Ghost is not going to sit there. He don't condemn, but he will convict. It's like him pricking you, like sticking you in the heart. And you got to say, ooh. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And he should be able to guide you through your pricking. Not when he hits you with a hammer. Yang! And some of us, he's got to hit with a hammer. Oh, my God. Some of us, he's got the Kurt Franklin stomp. He got to stomp you into worship. Stomp. All the people say, stomp. Why would God have to stomp you in the ground before you say, yes, yes, Lord? He convicts us of our sins, but God never condemns. And neither should we condemn people. God can always turn things around. Can the church say amen? Amen. John chapter 16, Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict. Yes. Doesn't condemn. Paul said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in. But don't overturn conviction. When the Holy Spirit touches your heart, you should obey. I believe condemnation comes from the underworld. Conviction comes from the heavens, from the Holy Ghost. God ain't trying to kill people. He wants you whole. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
There's a dark, oppressive spirit that comes from condemnation. I believe it comes from the pit of hell, and guilt sits in, and it causes people not to come back to the house of the Lord. Because some of us don't, we believe as long as you're in a church and everything is about sin, right? Like every service about sin. And some people need that. They need the pastor to talk about sin every week or they're going to fall in it. But God don't even want you to handle that. Who want to be married to somebody or in a relationship with somebody because you got to remind them they need to be true all the time? You want them to have their own homing device, right? You want them to love not because, you know, you want them to love because you just love. Not because you're forced to it or you're scared. That's just not right, man. God don't want that. My pastor used to preach, not my pastor, but the leader used to preach what he called hell scared messages. So he would come out of Proverbs chapter 1. Because I cried to you and you didn't regard, I will laugh at your calamities. And he was preaching that as if God was saying that. Solomon was saying wisdom is saying it. God don't laugh at your calamity. But wisdom will mock you. In other words, if wisdom says stop this and you continue to do it and something happens, it's going to say, oh, you stop it now? Why didn't you listen to me when I told you? God don't do that. God cries when we cry. But his attribute called wisdom will mock you when you fall after giving you some instruction. Y'all understand that? And so many people will get saved when he preached hell. You know, hell, you know, and they run. But they're running because of fear, not because of faith. It doesn't please God when you get saved because you're afraid. Or when you come to me and say, Bishop, I got a case. I got a case. So if you, you know, could you pray for me? God wants you to come to me before you catch a case. You understand? I've been doing this for how many years? Right. He wants you to, he's been nudging you. I was in Cape Canaveral, yes, and I was coming from the port, and a cop pulled me over. And so I pulled over, you know, let me see this, let me see that, okay. And so I was having a hard time finding my insurance card. I have insurance. And she was like, well, don't worry about it. I said, no, I have it. I said, don't worry about it. She raised her voice. Now, see, I'm alpha, right? So tones like that mess me up. So Lord, help me, Jesus, please. I don't need to be going to jail, you know. She said, I said so-and-so. Wait a minute. And what almost came out of me, I don't give a flank what you said. Don't ever come at me like that. Listen, man. But I realized she was deputized, had a badge. I swallowed it up. I tell you all to do it, so I practiced it. I said, ma'am, can I try one more time? With all due respect, ma'am. She said, all right. So I tried it and I found it. I was about to write your ticket because you should be able to do so and so and so. And I took it all. It was a challenge for me the way she was talking because it wasn't necessary. I'm a law-abiding citizen. The only thing is, she said the law has changed. When you pass someone that's pulled somebody over on the side of the road, you have to get in your far lane and go to 20 miles an hour. Well, there was someone coming behind me. I stayed in the lane and went, but she wanted me to get over. But I would have ran into the car that was next to me, right? So I try to abide by the law, and you don't have to break the law, but you can bend it. I did break the speed, right? But she wanted to be technical. So I'm not going to argue with you. You're right, ma'am. You're right. Well, she didn't write me a ticket, so thank you, Jesus. And so my point is, just by humbling oneself, I was able to live another day. Or she was, you know, I don't know which one was. I don't know.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Reaching Full Spiritual Stature, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2409-0108. That's reference number 2409-0108.
Ladies, registration is open for Awaken's 19th Annual Women's Conference, Expectancy, Expect Greater, at Truth Reveal on Friday and Saturday, September 27th and 28th. Hotel accommodations are available at Hampton Inn and Suites off Palm Bay Road. Use group code EWC to reserve your room by Friday, September 13th. Don't miss out. Register for this dynamic event by using the Truth Reveal mobile app, visiting our website, or scanning the QR code in the foyer to join us for a weekend filled with inspiration and empowerment.
And that was our Inspired Men. Mark your calendar for Saturday, September 14th at 9 a.m. and join Bishop Clark and special guest as you aim to build, encourage, and sharpen one another. Youth Church is in full swing. Connect your middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high-energy environment where they can be mentored and grow together every Sunday at 11 a.m. Join the movement. Come thrive with us. New members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.